This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code GIRLS.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Girls After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Girls After Show.
Yeah. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Girls After Show. And the song says it all. It's none of your business. And the title of the episode, I Saw You. I was waiting for us to see exactly what someone saw, and boy, was it amazing at the end of this episode tonight. We are in season three, and there's only one more episode to the season finale, and I want to start with exactly that. Yes. I Saw You. What Hannah saw at the end, and her quote, my favorite, you will never judge me again.
Yes. Who are we, though?
Hmm? Oh, right.
Who are
sorry.
We?
Sorry. Don't you guys know by now? I'm sorry.
Right?
I'm so excited about this episode, I totally forgot. I'm Kelly, and it's me and Miriam tonight.
Yes. You know what, Kelly? I do it all the time. I never introduce myself. And for the first time, I remembered. So I was like, who are we?
I know. No, but this episode just like really got me at the end. I was just too excited. I wanted to hurry up and get into it and talk about it.
Yes. There was a lot that happened. And whoa, dude. Whoa.
I know. Well, Hannah is always Hannah. And she, again, it's a little bit frustrated with her throughout this episode.
Yeah.
But the end of it is just crazy.
She's crazy. I mean, everything that she did this episode, I'm like, what are you doing, woman?
First of all, who walks in to their boyfriend's roommate's room? Anyway.
Hannah.
Like, anyway, ever. In what world would that ever be okay?
It's never okay. She's batshit crazy. And because this is Girls on HBO, I can say that, and I will say that. No, she's crazy.
Yes. But I love that she screams.
She screams, and you know, and first of all, the way that Marnie handles it, she's like, Ray made me do it.
Horrible. And it just shows Marnie's true colors. Like, honestly, what a bitch.
She really is. And you know what? It's not cool because the only reason why she went there is because she met Clementine.
Yep. Desi's girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why. Because right before she goes on stage to her open mic night, she tells him that she's nervous because they have this kind of chemistry.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've got a girlfriend. Is that going to be a problem, right?
And they do. And we said that it was said last week on our show mm-hmm. that he kind of has been sort of leading her on. And they do have this chemistry.
They do.
He definitely, and we noticed tonight in their performance, he brings out the best in her. I mean, we've seen in all of her Marnie to the microphone that she's kind of...
Well, Elijah said it best. It's going to be a shit show. She has no presence. He basically says, like, she sucks. And, you know, Hannah's, well, she doesn't really suck as far as, like, talent-wise. She's just very stiff. And he says she doesn't connect with the audience. And so he just feels like it's going to be such a waste of time. He didn't even really want to go. But then working with Desi, we see her kind of come out of her shell, and it's a big transformation from the Edie Brickell video.
Oh man, even Desi, when yeah. he brings that up to her, was just a classic. Like, he was like, whoa, yeah, I saw that.
It's like he was in physical pain talking about it.
A lot of people are in physical pain when they talk about it. Mm-hmm. And it's embarrassing for her, the fact that she can never take that off of YouTube.
I know. Well, the thing I think that's great about them working together is he actually does bring her out. Like, he brings her, like, she brings something from herself that she doesn't normally do.
And I think it's because there is that romantic connection between them. And when you have that with someone, that when your eyes connect and it touches a heartstring, they mm-hmm. can bring that out of you. And it's sweet. And it's natural and it's loose.
I mean, does it have to be? And this is like the age-old question about men and women being able to be friends without, you know, kind of like going in a sexual direction. And this is a good example of that. Because, yes, they're attracted to each other. They're, you know, people are attracted to other people. But yes. When does it always have to be about sex? And we see that on the show. Like, everything's always about sex. And this is kind of an interesting situation because they do work well together. They're obviously physically attracted to each other. But then it's a little bit deeper than that because artistically, they mesh well. So it's going to be really unfortunate if they end up messing that up with sex because of the fact that he does have a girlfriend and all the baggage that comes with that when you take a relationship to the next level.
It's that good old question, and they did it in When Harry Met Sally. Can men and women be friends without the sex thing getting in the way? And mm-hmm.
This isn't even really friendship. This is of them like working together.
I mean, it's hard. It really is hard unless you are not physically attracted to one another. Like mm-hmm. one party is definitely like, oh hell no.
I want her to be strong enough to resist because it's the right thing to do. Because he's got a girlfriend, and even though he brings all these great things, I want her, and it's not easy, and this is something that I think people struggle with all the time, but be able to separate and kind of, yes, she's attractive, but kind of just not give in to that and let the work come out and let him continue to kind of nurture her as an artist versus jumping into bed with him.
Yeah, there's something to be said about the person that can absolutely resist going there.
Right.
And I would hope he seems to be so far, even though he's leading her on as far as words are concerned, mm-hmm. he seems to be respectable in that regard. And that I like. Mm-hmm. I don't, obviously her words today don't make it, she's not. She would definitely jump on the opportunity if given. Mm-hmm. And that's unfortunate. Because she'll never get what she wants out of him. And he'll never look at her with a respect.
No.
And that sucks.
And, I mean, hopefully, I mean, and knowing Marty's character the way that we do, even meeting Clementine isn't going to make a difference, even though I wish it would. Because, you know, seeing that it's an actual real person, kind of putting a face to the name, I would think, because, you know, in her mind, she's probably like, yeah, who's this Clementine? Is there really a Clementine the way that you're acting toward me? And she's taking it more than what he's intentionally giving it, you know, because when you're working with someone artistically and you're trying to pull their emotions out, you're going to get close to them. You're going to get deep with them because that's all part of the process.
Yes.
And it's hard to kind of know the difference and stay on one side or the other of that line. And he does continuously bring up the fact that he has a girlfriend, and he tells her, you know, don't be nervous. It's not that. This is just you and me. We're just hanging out. It's not a big deal. And she still seems to think of it in another way. And the fact that when she does meet Clementine, she doesn't even want to hang out. All of a sudden, she's tutoring a homeless kid the next day.
It's too real for her. She wants to live in the fantasy land that there's still a chance of mm-hmm. her and him possibly getting together. And that's not a good place to be.
No.
That's not a good place to be. And, you know, it's too real. It's too real. And she wants to stay in fantasy land and be able to, the next time when they work together, still feel like there's hope. And mm-hmm. she needs to snap out of that real quick.
And poor Ray, she's just using him.
That was just bad. But you know what? I like what Hannah said.
Yep.
When she caught them naked. And, I mean, you know, you can no longer judge me anymore.
Which is 100% true.
Yeah.
When you're hiding behind whatever you're doing and then to stand in front and judge me. No. I mean, and people do it all the time, but.
I mean, Marnie's bad.
Yeah.
Marnie's absolutely horrible.
He made me do it.
And she knows she's lying about that.
Yeah. And because Ray's like, wait, what?
He made me do it. No, you're at Ray's place. You're on top of him. You're sounding like you're completely enjoying this.
Nobody made you do anything. You made him do it.
Exactly. You're not pinned down. He doesn't have his hand over your mouth. Like, come on. Let's get with the program.
And then Adam is just mortified in the background.
Seriously. Which that now gives him more ammo to keep this whole pulling away that Adam's been doing with Hannah. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole Hannah, I don't think, realizes how much drama she causes to why her and Adam are where they're at.
Right. Well, you know, one thing I find really interesting, and then just kind of watching how things played out in this episode, is because, you know, a couple episodes ago when her mother was telling her she didn't want to waste her time socializing him, when it's kind of the other way around. Because she's not really that great in social situations either. I mean, the way that she acted when they're having drinks with his castmates and Desi's there and Clementine, she already knows a couple of people and she's still really out of place, really uncomfortable. Yeah. She doesn't know how to fit into the conversation. She doesn't know how to just be social without it being specifically about her.
Oh, yeah. She's completely inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. Where Adam, actually, when we saw him having dinner with her friends, he related to the conversation. He joined in a normal human kind of way.
Yeah.
Just in a way that Hannah never does.
No, it was, they're talking about the theater because they're all theater people. And mm-hmm. she brought it back to her. Now, I mean, rewind a little bit to her work situation.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the hell are you doing?
Well, it all boils down back to Adam. So when the episode opens, they're having sex and then he's getting up to leave. And this is freaking her out.
Yeah.
She's not understanding why he needs space or what type of space that he needs.
That would freak anybody out, though.
Absolutely. You know,
like, where are you going?
But he's talking to her about it, and he's trying to be very vocal about it. It's not like he's just leaving and being mean. He's trying to reassure her in only a way that he can. And it's just telling her, you know, I'm not going anywhere. I love you. Just relax. I just need this time. Because if I stay here, I'm just going to want to have playtime with you. I'm not going to work on my vocal lessons or, you know, vocal exercise or whatever I need to do.
And you know what? And that's understandable, because a good example of that was, you know, rewind an episode back when he is on the couch, still in the apartment with her. He's sitting there reading, reviewing what he needs to be working on, trying to focus. And here she is trying to do playtime wrapped in a towel, trying mm-hmm. to get laid. He can't focus there.
Right.
And I don't think she knows. I don't think they know how to communicate for him to say, this is the time where I need to box out just for this. And I don't think she would understand, okay, this is Adam's time to focus.
No, he literally has to leave the apartment in order to get that time. Because they don't. They don't know how to do that with each other yet.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know how to multitask in that way.
Yeah.
To be able to have the professional discipline to be able to do it himself at his own home, he has to leave. And this is just something they're both going to have to learn to do. Just growing up, I think it's just kind of a hard thing in general. When you have a relationship, because when you're in love, all you want to do is be in love. You don't want to work. You don't want to do any of that, especially if the person that you love is right next to you. You just want to spend time with them and procrastinate on the other stuff that you have to do. So I understand that to a certain extent, especially when you're young and kind of a new budding relationship. And this is the first time we've seen him anyway, focus on something. So it's got to be even that much harder for him. Not that it's right what he's doing or by any means, but he's still trying to be as open as he can about it and having the conversation. And from what we see in the beginning, it looks like she's trying to understand. She's trying to get it, but he's continuously having to explain it.
Yeah.
And then she lashes out when she goes to work.
Boy, does she lash out.
Yeah.
You know, and it's unfortunate. But I think the reason that really made it that much more for her to lash out was when she went to go do the interview, the second interview with Patti LuPone. Mm-hmm. And it's her sitting there with Patti LuPone and her husband, Peter, that was just the icing on the cake. And it's sitting there, which was so funny because, you know, she brings Elijah with her. Mm-hmm. And Patti LuPone loved Elijah, which I thought was great. It was a nice icebreaker. And, you know, as they're talking with her husband, Peter, she comes to find out that Peter is a professor. Yes, he's Mr. LuPone, which I thought was funny.
The little man.
Yes, the little man. And he actually used to be a writer. And the reason why he became a professor was because, you know, he was allowing Patty to follow her dream. And the more that she followed her dream, the further away his became,
mm-hmm.
which that became a reality for Hannah of her situation.
Right.
And that typically sometimes happens. That happens. And it's unfortunate. It doesn't have to, but it happens. And she saw that happening in her life, in her love life with Adam, that there was going to possibly be a sacrifice. But I think she took it the wrong way. And honestly, it bit her in the ass.
Well, I think it's one of those things that, you know, when you're all about yourself, you have no patience and you just want to know what's going to, you want to know the end of the story now. You don't want to wait. Even, you know, you don't want to see how things go. You want to know, you know, are you going to leave me or not? And I think that's just kind of what she's going through. Because even when she shows up at Ray's after Adam leaves and, you know, she shows up there and she tells him, I feel like you're leaving me in slow motion. And I feel like it's because she just wants to know what's going to happen.
Why would somebody want to know if they're going to get left right at that point? Why go? Why push yourself to the tears right away? You know what I mean?
But then on the flip side, why drag it out? If he's going to leave anyway, then what's all this middle business? Because you're just going to be, you know, waiting for it to happen, which is what she's doing. She's waiting for it to happen. And she's just kind of letting everything else fall apart.
That's just crazy.
It's hard to not feel rejected in this situation, even though that's not what he means to do. He's trying to separate. He still loves her. He still absolutely wants to be with her, but he needs to put her on pause while he does his work. And she just doesn't get it. It's if he pauses me, he doesn't want to be with me. But that's not really what he's doing. And it's just a mess. It's hard. It's hard to do that. It's hard to... You know, it's a hard situation all the way around. What is the best way to handle that? I mean, who really knows?
What is the best way to handle it when a man says, give me my space so I can focus? I mean, ultimately, give him his space.
If you give him too much space, what's going to happen?
The most attractive girls are sometimes. No, but you know what, though? And that's the difference. We're talking about girls versus women.
Exactly.
And the most attractive thing a woman can do is focus on herself. So he's focusing on him, she should be focusing on herself instead of making her whole entire life, uprooting it, creating this entire thing of chaos, which makes her that much more unattractive, which is, you know, as this episode completely unfolds, she now has completely pushed him away. Now she's that much further away from what she truly wants, which is him.
And it's just the learning process. It's as when you're in your early 20s, as you go through these things for the first time, you learn. You learn how to deal with them and what works.
Yeah.
And actually, I liked seeing Clementine's character come in, and I hope the girls take a lesson from her. But look at just how she carried her. We saw her for a split second, but just her energy coming in, the way she carried herself coming into this group, watching her boyfriend performing with another woman, and just the confidence that she showed and being really friendly. And nice. I mean, she could go home and like cuss him out. I mean, we don't know how really secure she is, you know. But in the public setting, she just seems to carry herself in a very natural and very accommodating way.
And very supportive.
Very supportive. And she kind of joins in the conversation. And it's just, you know, she's not part of that theater group either. But she comes in and she fits in like she is.
Yeah.
And that's something that you do in a relationship is you try to support your significant other. So you let them have their moment. It doesn't have to be about you. You don't even have to understand really what they're talking about. You just have to sit, be nice, social, and smile and be supportive for the hour that he's asking you to do it. I mean, how hard is that?
It's not.
You know, she asked the same of him when she had the dinner party for her friends.
Yeah.
So.
She doesn't know how to find. She'll learn to find that balance, hopefully. But, you know, she's only, what, 24, 25?
Yeah.
God, I'm glad I'm not that age anymore. Sorry, ladies that are. Good luck. There's a learning curve.
It gets better. It gets better. So what about Marnie and the gallery? So she took the job, which is great.
Yes. I'm happy she's back in the environment, which she needs to be there. And I think it's a really good spot to be. And it's really funny because Soojin has no idea what she's doing.
No.
No clue. I mean, from the, I love the font to, yeah, no, it's bad. And BD is just, I mean, she's not happy with Soojin's choice. And, you know, she's throwing it on Marnie in this episode. And she's like, okay, I have to leave to go see my therapist.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's where we see the interaction between Marnie and BD to come to find that, you know, that she studied under her. And I thought that relationship was actually going to blossom really well until Jessa stepped into the picture, which, like, Jessa just walks in and can honestly, without doing a thing, which the look on Marnie's face is just classic, just get it like nothing, not knowing a thing about it, Like, yes, no, I hate this picture, and you should really think about that underneath it. What? Like, she doesn't care, and it works for her.
She just is really, she is true to herself and her opinions. She sticks to them, and she gives them freely, whether you ask for them or not.
I love that, though.
And, you know, she has this charisma and this confidence about her that even though she's a total mess.
There's a lot to be said about that. To thine own self be true.
Exactly.
Love it.
I mean, when we first see her in this episode, she's in, you know, she's in the room. She's dancing and going crazy, and Shoshana walks in, and Shoshana's like, is it fun being on drugs?
Shoshana's so supportive of the craziness, no matter what level it's at. She's just like, I'm here.
It's
got
so
you back.
Funny. But Jessa says, you know, I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
And then we see her kind of collapse on the floor, and then she picks herself up and she goes looking for a job. And that's when she runs into Marnie at the gallery.
I was so sweating her dress this episode. Love the dress.
Yeah, it was great.
That wardrobe pick for Jessa today.
Mm-hmm.
It was just awesome. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I will find it on Pinterest and repin it. Love it.
Yeah, so she gets herself a job working with Beattie. She's now going to catalog her home. And she asks her, you know, can you alphabetize? Are you a junkie thief? And Jessa says, not anymore.
and you know, it's, like I said, that easy for her.
But do you think she's really kicked the drugs? Is she really trying to pick herself up? I mean, what do you really think about her?
I think that, you know, of course she's going to – Jessa is a resilient person.
Mm-hmm.
She's – there's always going to be a little part of her that when she is around people that party, she will party.
Mm-hmm.
When in Rome. Jessa's a when in Rome person. But because, you know – her party pal now is picking himself up with his family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's time for her to, you know, get a job. And that's what she's doing. She's going to go and get a job and keep moving forward. She's a press, you know, keep on pressing kind of chick. And that's going to work for her right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's not one that's in the gutter or for long. That's just not her style. You know, I think she just kind of rolls with it. She's a rolling partier.
Rolling with the homies.
Yeah. I was just thinking that. I really was. Stole it right out of my head.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to see her kind of get back on track for a little bit longer than we've seen. I mean, we've got one more episode left in the season, so we'll see kind of where things are going to leave off with her. But, you know, even just from the previews that we saw, it looks like there's going to be a lot more drama happening. And there might be a crossing of the line with Desi and Marnie, which... you know, I hope doesn't happen, but I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with that. So
yeah.
I'm excited.
Well, now that she's an artist of her own, she's got to start promoting herself and, you know, really kind of get the focus away from that YouTube video.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Marnie. Maybe she should start her own website.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off of your first purchase, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code GIRLS. Really great place for you to go and do this. It has beautiful designs to start your own unique website. 24/7 support team, which is great because people like me who work in the middle of the night, I'm such a night owl. I'm so bad. But it's great because when I'm on my, you know, computer and I'm working on my website, which is slowly coming along, it still says coming soon, but it's, you know, I'm doing it all behind the scenes, which is great. And Squarespace has been really great to help me in creating this. And it's only $8 a month for when you sign up, actually. You get your domain name for free for a year, which is cool. You don't need a credit card to sign up. You can start building without it. And you get 10% off of your first purchase, which is really great as well. It's easy. You can connect all of your online accounts, which is great because Lord knows I am now starting I'm joining the bandwagons. I'm slow to the party, so to speak, as far as like, you know, your Facebook like page and your LinkedIn.
The fan pages. Yeah. And all your social media
Twitter,
platforms.
Yeah, that's what it is. Your social media platforms. You can just put them all on your Squarespace, on your website there and your online portfolio. And they have a commerce platform, which is really great as well. So if you want to sell stuff, you can do that there. And they make it really super easy. So, go to squarespace.com, use the offer code GIRLS, and start your online portfolio or website there today. So
great. Maybe Marnie can sell cassette tape singles like yes. Hannah said she was buying.
Cassette tape singles. I love how they just do a lot of old school stuff there. It's really kind of awesome.
Yeah.
It's really kind of awesome. And I was really I'm happy that her performance went really well and she shocked all of her friends.
Yeah.
And she deserved that.
She did. And Elijah even told her, "You did something I didn't even think was possible. You showed real presence."
The writing on this show is just, it's perfect.
I love Elijah's character. I'm so glad that he's back.
Me
he just
too.
Adds those little zingers. Like, he just says what you're thinking.
Yes.
And he just says it out loud.
He needs to move back into Hannah. Him and Hannah need to be roommates.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like he kind of pretty much is. And with things going the way they're going with, you know, her and Adam, I mean, I wonder.
Are we looking for season four? I'm hoping for a season four. Although I've heard rumors that you know they might be done. I don't know. I go online.
I think they
already
got picked up for season four.
I don't know.
I think they already did get picked up for season four, but Adam doesn't know if he's coming back though. So that makes me. He did an interview recently where he was talking about the last episode, and they were calling it pretty much a breakup of him, you know, taking off to raise. But that's why when this episode opened, I was like, oh, they didn't break up. Like, everybody was calling it a breakup, and I was like, wait a minute, we didn't take it as a breakup last week.
No, it was it was a time out for him to focus. He was just going over to raise.
It was really just separate living space.
All right, can we talk about him in the bathtub
yes.
and Ray shaving?
It definitely comes full circle of like with Hannah in the bathtub with the cupcake.
What is it with these 20-somethings on this show taking bath? I mean, now, okay, I will admit, as a girl, that's normal. Mm-hmm. I've never seen guys do this. This was a first for me to
Very
see.
Casual. One in the bath, one shaving.
Guys, guys that are watching us here on AfterBuzzTV.com, if you're watching us on YouTube, if you are listening to us on iTunes, comment.
Please tell us if you do this.
Yes, comment. Also rate us 5 stars. Let us know what you think. Do you guys
How common is this?
bathe/shower one in the bathtub, the other shaving, or, you know, doing one of the three S's? Like, seriously,
yes.
We want to know. I want to know. Seriously, do you guys do this? I mean, as women,
I'm curious.
We sit and we chit chat and we do all kinds of stuff in the bathroom. Like,
right.
We've seen each other all naked. That's and you guys like that. So it's awesome. But
this was definitely a unique twist on it. And they seemed so comfortable. They were having a conversation. Adam is talking to him about how he's tired of having to explain himself.
Yes.
You know, he just needs space. That's it. It's very simple. He just needs space to focus and work. And he's tired of saying it over and over and over. And then you've got Ray, who's, you know, as he's shaving, he's talking about this girl. I thought he was talking about Marnie.
I think he was.
When he was talking about the girl and that he was saying, you know, sorry, whatever, slut. And he's like, I really didn't call her a slut. But it was just cute because they had, you know, a friendship moment. They were bonding and talking to each other, just happened to be in the bathroom like, you know, girls do.
I like how Ray's like, you know, I don't ever want to compromise and I never want to settle. And I mean, the conversation was great.
It was. It was a great conversation.
But
the setting was interesting.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, whatever. They're guys. They're comfortable with each other. Why not? Why not?
Do you do it? I'm so curious. I mean, I thought at first that he, you know, Adam was in the bathtub with Hannah. But
I did too. I thought they were talking to each other, but no. Then it cuts to Ray shaving.
Yeah. There's a first time for everything, and that was one of them.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, again, we've got one episode left in the season. Mm-hmm. You know, it seems like it's so short. I'm sad to see it go.
Flies by.
I know. The the previews that we got leading up to the season finale were pretty interesting. It seems like a lot of stuff going on, including a growth on Hannah's tongue that her mother mentions, which I want to know what that's all about. I don't know. Let's do your predictions.
Okay. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay. What do you think's going to happen? Oh. Are Hannah and Adam going to make it to another season?
No. I think she's going to continue to push him away, and he's going to continue to focus. And, I mean, this is what happens in your 20s. It doesn't last. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, 20-somethings, it doesn't last. It really doesn't, especially when you're especially in that creative field and you're focusing on your career that intently.
Yeah.
It doesn't last.
I mean, when people say that being in the arts is especially harder.
Yeah.
It's kind of true, because you have to be selfish in a sense. You have to focus on yourself. And when it comes to writing, you need a lot of space. You need a lot of time to think. Yep. You have to have a lot of alone time, or at least time to focus. And when it comes to acting, you have to keep getting in the minds of other people. And that in itself takes its own level of concentration and, kind of intense practice and all these different things, especially because Adam's doing an accent. So depending upon what your character is, it's two completely separate ways of preparing for this. And so coming together sometimes makes it a little bit harder to just kind of set aside that focus and just have some fun.
I see Hannah living that line from the Journey song, living in a lonely world, honey. Oh. Living in a lonely world. Oh. But don't stop believing.
I want Ray to just kick Marnie out, be done with it, over it, and do not let her come back and do
be
that
mean
again.
To Marnie.
I want him to be mean to her, like in a real way. The way that we didn't get to see Charlie be.
Yeah.
I really want, because she's just so mean in like a cruel way.
She's going to get her heart broken, I think, by Ray and by Desi. And it's going to be unfortunate, but I think, she's got a lot of hardships to deal with, I think, as far as her career is concerned.
She just needs to focus on that, on the gallery, and on herself, and leave these boys alone.
Yes.
Take a break. Time out.
Pink Floyd, leave those boys alone.
Yes, exactly. Lots of classic rock tonight.
I am just going back. My head's in classic rock tonight, that's for sure.
And we got some drama with Shosh.
Yes.
Her name has been flagged at school. I wonder why.
Why do I think that that's got to do with something like...
I automatically thought that it had something to do with Jessa.
I think it has something to do with terrorism.
Well, maybe.
I don't know. You know what? I work in, like, political, like, talk, and I hear that all day long. Mm-hmm. So that's where my head's at, if you're listening and like, what is she talking about? Uh-huh. I listen. I'm in news 5 days a week. So that's where my head's at.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
And I wonder if Hannah ends up messing up Adam's debut. Because, you know, we saw that clip of where he says, you know, I knew this would happen if I kept seeing you. Like, I wonder if she distracted him or something happened.
Oh,
or...
yeah. I'm sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
So, sorry for my left field comment. If you're wondering, that's where it's coming from.
Well, we've got one more episode left. Yes. I'm so, so excited to see how they're going to wind down this season. Yes. I really want Hannah and Adam to make it. I'm rooting for those kids. I don't know. I think she needs to just chill out and relax, as everyone was telling her in this episode. Mm-hmm. But I get it. It's hard to do. And this is definitely an interesting situation that they're going out with. So, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Make sure to catch us next week for the season finale of Girls. And follow us on AfterBuzz at AfterBuzz TV on all the social media platforms. Go to iTunes, download the podcast. It's free. Rate, comment on YouTube as well. We love to hear what you guys think. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Kelly with an IE 079.
You can find me on Twitter, Miriam L. Gonzalez.
And we will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.